The bill requires the Department of Transportation to award a roughly $5 million grant from a state loan program that improves rail infrastructure. The program currently doesn't allow funding for rail cars or locomotives. Ashland Democrat Janet Bewley says they'd be publicly owned and available to any railroad.
The railroads are devoting most of their cars over to sand, and we need to come up with the cars that we need to haul wood products.
Hazelhurst Republican Tom Tiffany says it will help the forest products industry stay competitive and avoid more logging traffic.
We're better off having these products transported via rail rather than on our highways, because then we have less wear and tear on our highways.
The grant would go toward construction of around 40 log cars. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio. Northwoods Rail Transit Commission Chair Wendy Gelhoff says they've been applying for a federal grant and state money to replace aging log cars. Gelhoff says Canadian National isn't investing much in new cars because it's not profitable for them to haul wood.
In the next few years, we stand to lose more than half of the log cars that are out there.
Great Lakes Timber Professionals Association Executive Director Henry Schinnebeck says it's more cost-effective for the forest products industry to ship wood by rail.
You're not burning as much fuel, and you're getting a lot more done per hour.
Gelhoff says they're looking for roughly $5 million to build 40 log cars. Canadian National would chip in around $1 million for the federal grant. A CN spokesman says they're working with the commission to grow the rail business. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.